This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? As always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. But joining us right now in the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, one of our favorites, Howard Eskin, from Sports Radio 94 WIP and Fox 29, also sideline reporter for the Eagles. Howard, how are you dealing with the quarantine and coronavirus life?
I'm doing as well as can be. I'm doing well. I do my, many people, do my radio and TV from home. But to get out, I don't go to stores. I'm trying to be safe. But I walk 7-8 miles every day.
Wow.
So trying to get some exercise, and it's like a soccer field park, which is a few blocks away from my home. There's hardly anybody there. Just do what I do. I'm just trying to stay smart and trying to stay good, not like the NBA, which is trying to rush things. I mean, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, but that's another thing.
You just walk around the soccer field like 50 times?
There's like a walking riding path and the loops, and I track my steps, which converted into miles.
Right.
It's not 50 times. It's like about five or six soccer fields. It's pretty big.
Okay.
So it's a big loop. I'm not going to walk on the streets. People will be riding you down, a few people that are out there. But no, so it's just, it's a way to get out. I'm on the phone if I need to talk to people. So it's a good way to get out and keep your mind straight at least every day. And it's a good way to get exercise. But I stay in touch with people that way, too. So it gives me a lot of time rather than just eating and sitting around the house. It's just, we got to do what we got to do, and we got to be safe. That's what I'm trying to do.
How has Philly responded to the Jalen Hurts selection?
Well, just like Philly usually responds, they get bent out of shape. They go crazy when it happens. I mean, I was surprised. Somebody had sent me a text from within and said, the Eagles pick's going to be Jalen Hurts. And I said, what? I said, what? So I was like, really? Uh-huh. And then I started thinking. And then you think more and you look over it. But the people, I'm okay. I'm fine with it now. I'm fine with it. I think it's fine based on the things that have happened, the things that could happen. But the people went nuts. Well, you need this, you need that. How could they do that in the second pick? And but then when you really break it down and think about it, the people just overreact. And that's what fans in Philadelphia do, which the other cities are the same way. They just overreact. Who are you going to take? All right, well, it's like in the first round. How did they not move up for CeeDee Lamb? Well, it's not easy to move up five spots and not give up something. And you want more picks, not less. And they had Jalen Reagor targeted in the first round. They worked him out. They interviewed him multiple times. They did work out Jalen Hurts, believe it or not, before the pandemic. They kind of knew that would be a possibility. They sent Press Taylor, who was a quarterback coach, got a promotion this year, to see him, to work him out. They had spoken to him at the combine. So they were going into the second round and before the draft, that was a pretty good idea that he might be their pick. So the overreaction here, but here's the reality. I think, and Doug Peterson kind of admitted a little bit after on Friday night after they picked Jalen Hurts. He could be used similar to what Taysom Hill is used in New Orleans for the first year.
Right.
Now, that could be some of the use while they develop him as a quarterback. Now, think about this as well. The college football season may not happen. So now, how do you evaluate a quarterback other than Lawrence in the NFL draft? It's a little harder to evaluate them. So he could have value. I'm not saying they're going to trade him, but he could have more value next year, and who knows what somebody would offer him because they've seen him. He's a four-year player in college. They know him and see what development he had with the Eagles. So he could have more value than a second-round pick come next year. And the reality is, who were the Eagles going to take at that point? The Patriots were behind him. I don't know if they would have taken him. People say, well, you're going to take him in the third round. That's not exactly the case either. So you put all those things together, and they got the needs that they were looking for in the draft, the position of needs. So people have started to slow down a little bit, but Philadelphia overreacts. These fans go crazy, but it's great for talk radio.
So how
people bitch all the time.
We know that Carson Wentz was diplomatic about the selection of Jalen Hurts, but do you think behind the scenes he was a little bit rankled by the fact that they selected a quarterback so high?
No, I don't. And in the case at Green Bay, they needed wide receivers, and they not only took a quarterback, they took him in the first round and moved up. And they never told Aaron Rodgers. The Eagles had talked to Carson Wentz before going into the draft on Friday, let him know what the possibilities could have been. And I'm told, and I know this for a fact, that Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts, from the second he got here, Carson Wentz texted him, and they've been texting every day with each other. If Jalen Hurts has a question, he'll ask Carson. Carson responds. It's not like Roethlisberger, who was the quarterback that he was annoyed that the Steelers got, and he treated him like an outcast. Carson Wentz is okay with it. You know, at first I'm sure it's a little bit of a shock, but they gave him $140 million contract last year.
Right.
And really, does he have to be worried? No. And I think like $60 million of it's guaranteed. So I don't think he's worried. Matter of fact, I know, just knowing the personality of him, he's not worried, he's not concerned, he's not pissed, and he's been communicating with him through text ever since he was drafted by the Eagles.
Talking to Howard Eskin, Sports Radio 94 WIP, Fox 29 TV in Philly, also a sideline reporter on the Eagles broadcast. What'd you make of what our Redskins did, drafting Chase Young, number two, trying to add some offensive weapons, maybe guys that – we're not that familiar with, but they desperately need him.
Well, here's the deal. I like Ron Rivera as a coach. I think Jay Gruden was a dope. I'm not a Jay Gruden fan. So that's the first thing. So they got better at coaching. They couldn't be that stupid not to take Chase Young. You could get a homeless guy on the street and say, well, who are you picking second? Bengals took Burrow. Who are you picking? Chase Young. Like, the homeless guy even knows to pick Chase Young.
Yeah,
so
right.
Daniel Snyder couldn't screw that up. Couldn't even get in the way. Even if he tried to get in the way, he couldn't get in the way. So it looks like he's going to be a terrific player. One player doesn't make a football team. They still have a problem, and it's at quarterback. I am not a fan of your quarterback, not a little bit. You can try to do what you want, and that's the most important position on the field. And, you know, for everybody else in the division, thank goodness that Daniel Snyder is still the owner. That's the most important thing. Thank goodness, because the Redskins aren't going to win anything. They'll win a game here and there, and they'll win some games. They're the third best team in the division, and you know, it's It's the Eagles, it's Dallas, it's the Redskins, and the Giants are still going to suck. So they'll be a little bit better, so they'll suck a little bit less. But but if the Redskins try hard enough, they can find last place too. But no, I'm not. What they do, everybody gets better during the draft, and if you because you're drafting players that you need, but there's still the way you run the team, the way you do things, but you still have a problem, and that's the quarterback. I just can't see how that's going to change. I am not a fan of what the Redskins have at quarterback, and that's where you win. You got to win with your quarterback.
I mean, the kid's only played 5 or 6 games. What is it about Haskins that you've already sort of, you know?
I never liked him. I didn't think he was coming out of college. I never thought he was that good.
He had 50 touchdowns in college, at least.
What's that?
He had 50 touchdowns passes in 1 year. Yeah.
That's great. You know, and who do they – they play 7 games against the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Right.
That's what they do. And with all the players that Ohio State has around them, it's not hard to do that. The combination of bad teams and good players around them. So that's not that hard. I'm not a fan. I think when the Redskins took him, it says, he's still there. Yeah, let's take him. Because they knew they needed a quarterback. That's why I don't think the Cowboys are ever going to win. Dak Prescott can get – I hope they pay him $100 million a year so they screw up their cap so to the point where they can't do anything else. They already have too many players making too much money at the wrong positions. Think about a team when you think about Dallas. They used 2 number one picks in 3 years for wide receivers. I don't think you build a team like that when you need help on the offensive line, you need help on the defense. And CeeDee Lamb was there, so I guess you got to take him. But I just don't think they're building it right. But the quarterback is – everybody thinks that he's terrific. He's not a good decision maker. He's got weapons. But the quarterback is the player you need to win. And the Redskins don't have it. And I don't think the Cowboys quarterback's better than the Redskins, but – I don't think the Redskins have it either. So, yeah, your Redskins, you just have another year of, boy.
There it comes.
I mean, they're bad again. Yeah, they're bad again.
Well, to be fair, a lot of people feel the same way you do about Haskins here in this town.
But there's still a chance.
But there's still a chance. He's still young.
Written him off yet.
He played 5, 6 games, whatever it was. Okay, I understand what you're saying about the college stats. But this is a big year for him. New system, and he's going to have an abbreviated, off season or camp. It's going to be a big year for him to see what he can learn.
Yeah, that's another thing people don't fit into the equation. The development. Carson Wentz has already developed. Now, every quarterback should get better each year, but Haskins is camp is not going to be the same. One way or another, it's just not going to be the same. So, I just don't think it's ever going to happen in Washington with Haskins, but it's certainly not going to happen this year. Don't tell me you guys think.
None of us are positive. No. We just enjoy hearing your take. A lot of our listeners
I think it's still up for grabs.
I'll give him 5 wins. I'll give him 5 wins.
At least you guys got off the drugs this morning, so that's a good thing.
Hey, I wanted to hear, before we let you go, Philly's reception on Bryce Harper. How did the first year go with Bryce? I'm sure he's not a beloved figure at this point, but what does Philly think of Bryce?
Well, the honeymoon lasted the entire year. Okay. And I'll say something, and I didn't know him. Jason Wirth and I are friends. And Jason told me before he came here, he's a really good guy. Now, he knew him differently than the media knew him because, you know, you still always see that sound bite. That's a clown question, dude.
Right.
You always see that, and I'm saying, boy, what kind of guy he is. I'm telling you, he couldn't have been nicer to the media. He couldn't have been nicer to the Phillies. He couldn't have been nicer to everybody. And he is what he is. He's a 30-some home run player that's going to hit about 260, and he's going to walk a lot and drive in some runs. That's what he is. But the one thing he did to get better, I didn't think he was that good an outfielder defensively. He really played his rear end off. He really played well in the outfield. had more assists, I think, last season than he had in any one season of his career. He really did a good job. But the honeymoon is over, and I think the expectations were too much. But when you have a team that's got no farm system, and the Phillies have zero, their farm system sucks. So they don't have anybody they can bring up. They don't have any young players that really were going to be developed in many positions. Philadelphia was really good with them. But now, after the first year, you're going to see that the expectations for Bryce Harper are going to go up. And expectations sometimes are a bad thing for fans. But he's done everything that I thought he was going to do. And the fact that he's good with everybody, good with teammates, he's good with everybody. And, again, I didn't know him. I don't know how much people knew him in Washington, really knew him. But he is the reception's really good. And as long as he hits 30-some home runs, that's what people look at. And that's all baseball is anymore. It's home runs and walks. Analytics is a joke. It's a joke. It's ruined the game. It's a complete joke. I watched Moneyball a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. Boy, that's the Phillies. Other than the manager, Gabe Kapler, who was an idiot. It's just now they got a good manager. But the manager doesn't win. The players have to win. And they need pitching. They need bullpen. They still need it. But Bryce Harper is – Bryce. Everybody loves Bryce Harper. They love Bryce Harper.
All right.
All right, Howard. Always enjoy talking to you. Stay safe.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, you guys stay safe, either, and you just watch your Redskins win about six, maybe seven games this year. Good luck.
Seven. I think seven's a stretch.
I got him at seven. We're on the same page.
I'll give him five.
Thanks, Howard.
All right. Be nice. Win
Thank
four.
You, buddy.
That's the great Howard asking.
By the way, remember, Howard, real quick, that interview was, let's call it 17 minutes long. Howard said 99% of the words.
Good.
Well, that's perfect guest. Yes. That's what
you
want.
We just let him riff.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we'll hear that on Saturday, too.
I think we will.
We always threaten it, but we haven't done it yet.
Oh, we will. I think we're going to do that one.
All right. Remember, a little bit later this hour, coming up at 9:45, give you a chance to win a $25 gift.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a Paisanos gift card. Go ahead, Jason.
All right, so we were talking about the memorabilia that we have that we might want to get rid of.
Right.
All
right,
so are we doing a little show and tell here? Let me see
what
you
know,
got.
But
what else you got?
The Brady Quinn helmet, someone's already – they want it bad because their dad went to Notre Dame and he wants to give it to him for his birthday on May 17th. I'm not sure – unless the price is right, I'm not sure I'm going to get rid of that.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, you might sell it to him?
I might. Who knows? But I might just keep it.
Why don't you give it to him?
This one I will give away. All right? I will give this away.
Let's see it.
You're going to have to
garbage.
What?
It's probably garbage.
Right, but that's why I'm going to give it away.
Exactly.
But it's a faded out – see, you can see it. It's a faded out Peyton Manning signed Colts helmet.
Oh, Joe Pog, it's butt sliced. Joe Pog. Look, the minimalist would take that off
your hands.
Seriously,
it's faded out.
How did it get faded out? You put it in the sun?
I don't know. I don't know why it got faded out. Maybe it was just the marker he used. But look, you can barely see it, but it's out there. It's on the helmet.
Yeah.
I will give this Colts helmet away.
How did you get that? Where'd you steal it from?
I can't remember.
Rob Harnsberger. our hookup from back in the day?
I seriously don't remember where I
got
it.
I have something. Let me go see. Hold on. I'm not getting rid of it.
So if you want this, email on the Vibe Machine or text on the Vibe Machine, and I will give this to you.
Give it to JP. He wants it.
He doesn't want
I'm
not even
really
giving
a memorabilia guy.
He doesn't.
I don't even think I have any memorabilia.
Why don't we bring it in studio? A Peyton Manning signed helmet?
You can barely see this. You can barely see the signature, though.
Fill it in. Take a sharpie and fill that blecky in.
It's better than the Georgetown football helmet.
Look, you can barely see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Well, right over it.
Yeah, trace over it.
Hold on. I think I've told this story before, but I'm going to show you a piece of memorabilia. I got it over in the corner. I forgot all about it. Hold on 1 second.
Well, since I already put it out there, Drabby, I think if anybody wants it, they're going to have to come get it.
That's fine.
Believe me, it's not that silly. Probably worth about a nickel. I mean, unless you're a huge Peyton Manning fan, you can barely see the signature.
All right, EB's got a baseball bat in his hand. Where do we get a baseball bat from?
All right, remember, so this is from, God, this must be about 1991, 92. It was actually the year. So what year did the Reds win the World Series? Was it 1990?
Sounds about right.
Hold on,
Or 91?
When they beat the A's, didn't they sweep them?
I think the year they won the World Series. So
I think
just
that was
80.
I want to say that was 89 or 90. Yeah,
I think it was 90.
All right.
So I was there in spring training
mm-hmm.
with Stumper, and we were in Plant City, Florida, and basically it was like an old. It was a complex, but the field it looked like a high school field. I mean, it was a joke, and they had a yellow rope along the third baseline and a yellow rope along the first baseline. And Lou Piniella was the manager of the team that year, and they had Eric Davis and all those guys.
Right.
And one of the I can't even remember who it was, one of the coaches was hitting fungos, right? And he just, after he was done, Lou Piniella called him over, and they had like a little team, little meeting, and then they were going to do the next drill. And this bat was just laying there on the grass, and it was about 8 feet away from the yellow rope. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it, and I looked at Stumper, and I said, I'm going to steal that bat. And he said, we'll get thrown out. I go, I don't care. I'm going to steal that bat.
Right.
And so everybody was looking at the team meeting.
PG County, baby. PG County.
Over there. And I crawled underneath the rope. I ran over. I mean, it probably was 10 or 15 yards. I picked up the bat. I ran under the rope, and I just sprinted to my van, my parents' van that I had in the parking lot. I opened the door, I threw it in the van, and then I walked around like nothing had happened.
Because I don't live in this county, I live in PG.
So, I stole mail, you stole bats.
So I stole the bat, and then when we had Cal out, actually, this is Cal did an appearance at the Bowie Orioles store. I don't know if you remember that, Cal was still playing. And I had Cal sign the bat.
Uh-huh.
So this is my Cal Ripken signed bat.
But you're not willing to give that
away. That I stole from the Plant City, Florida's from spring training of the Reds in 1990.
So it's not actually Cal's bat.
It's a K100. I mean, it's a legit major league bat.
Eric Davis's bat.
It was like Paul O'Neill's.
It was really like one of the coaches.
All right.
I mean, you know, I don't even know if it would be a gamer.
You had
know
Cal
what I
mean? Sign a fungo.
Yeah. I mean, it's a
stolen fungo bat.
It's a Louisville Slugger K100. It doesn't really look like a fungo bat, Valdez. You could Google that bat model and see who used it. But that probably is my most cherished, right up there with the Arthur Agee hoop dreams. Maybe I should put that somewhere.
Ron Oster wants his bat back.
Paul O'Neill was definitely on that team.
Oh yeah,
are you going?
No, you're
to
right.
Roster?
90 because 89 was the earthquake series, right?
Yeah,
with the yes. Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was 90. You're right.
Yep, 90. That's
good
when
story.
It
good
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Let me check the Vibe Machine to see who wants it.
People want it.
Here we go. Huge Manning fan. I want the helmet. I love Peyton. I can pick it up today. Oh my God!
No, you gotta do like. What are they gonna give you for? You gotta barter.
Hey, Google says the K100 is a fungo bat.
Do they?
Of course it does.
Do they say that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I told you he was hitting fungos with it.
It's Garrick inside fungo.
So funny.
You should put that in your fire.
Are you kidding? You would be butt sized for this. And put
that thing
this
would
in
go
your
quick.
Home in the Dina.
You know how dry that wood is.
Fire!
That wood is so dry.
That would go quick. I told you he was hitting fungos with it. It didn't look like a fungo bat to me, like a traditional. But yeah.
Well, what do I do? 19 different guys say they want the helmet. Do I just do it the first guy who texted in?
I would do it whatever they give you. I would do. What would you do for Lurch?
Have a who gives the best sob story?
Yeah.
Hey, where's the?
No, I like what would you do for Lurch better.
That's what I would do. Whatever you get, Lombardo.
Maybe a handle of Tito's.
Where's the certificate of authenticity? Is that one written by Jason Bishop?
Yep, zippy. He's got to take my word for it.
Now do you have to like send it to somebody, or you're gonna have to meet up with them? How are you gonna get it to them?
I'm not spending one nickel at UPS.
How are you gonna get it to them?
He's gonna meet him somewhere. The trunk.
They're gonna come to my house, or I'm gonna meet him at Harris Teeter.
You're gonna meet him at Harris Teeter, and they're gonna give you something.
Keep having a deranged listener come to your house.
Yeah. All right, maybe you're right. Maybe I'll just meet him somewhere.
Harris Teeter. All right. And you're gonna get something in return.
You know what?
Just gonna give that away.
You'd be a good agent.
Yeah. You're damn right.
Why can't he be benevolent?
Because.
He's upset that you might just give it away.
That's not the way the world works, JP.
Yeah,
very few people are benevolent.
Yeah, we're in desperate times.
Yeah. Right.
I gave away my Turkey Bowl jerseys. Just gave them away.
Well, that's dumb.
Are you guys still hoarding those?
I still have mine.
Please tell me. I think this is the first memorabilia that we ever had. It's not even really memorabilia. It was a giveaway. Please tell me none of you have, like, the Arliss baseballs that we gave away at Pettibones 20 years ago.
That's 20-plus years old.
No, that means nothing. You have a game. You gave away game-used Divas jersey. I mean, that thing's worth
like $500.
Yeah, easy. No way I'm giving that away.
Can I give the electronic football game away, too?
Yeah. Oh, people will want that, too.
Seriously.
Nobody wants that.
I don't even know why
people like
I have
that
this.
Stuff. I think Daniel Jeremiah has that in his his little bookcase on his
one of those guys had it.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I think Louis Riddick had one of those too.
Oh, was it Riddick? Maybe it's the wrong guy. Yeah,
I mean, I'm giving this away too. Anybody wants the electronic football?
Where was Riddick doing his remote from? Because he was about 6 seconds late every time.
I don't know.
The delay was ridiculous for Riddick. For whatever reason, they didn't have that figured out.
It was annoying.
Hey, one thing I wanted to say about Eskin. He just slaughtered Ohio State for playing, you know, Little Sisters of the Poor, but they play Penn State. They play Michigan. I mean,
he's
they play
just
some
talking.
Legit teams.
Yeah, he's talking. I don't take anything he says seriously.
They played the University of Washington.
Yeah.
They played some good teams.
He's intentionally trying to tilt people. That's his shtick.
He's an S-stirrer.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why we get a kick out of having
him. He should take a look at who Jalen Hurts played. All those awful Big 12 defenses.
Well, we've got Chad Dukes on the line. He wants to weigh in on something.
Oh, Dukies?
I guess probably the memorabilia game.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Chad?
I'll give you $1,000, and I don't even want the bat. I just want a video of you putting it into your new fire pit.
All right, hold on. $1,000 to put my Cal Ripken? No, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Got to do it.
I love that piece of memorabilia.
It's embarrassing, EB. I mean, you should have better memorabilia. You're a millionaire, for God's sake.
That's true. But
what should I do?
What's the big
Dukes,
deal?
What should I do with the Peyton Manning helmet?
I'd give it away, Lurch. Like, that one's not as embarrassing. Like, even like, when he was telling that story, you could tell how proud he was that he stole a fungo bat. And I'm doing this for him looking forward, to be honest with you.
Right.
Dude, yeah, it took a decent sized balls to do that. You act like there wasn't security there.
Who was with me at the Fat Joe Allen Iverson Celebrity Softball Classic that was in BGC?
I was there.
Wasn't
I was there too. Maybe. Yeah, both of us.
You know that I stole Fat Joe's uniform and then I wore it out onto the field, and then Fat Joe showed up an hour late and he had to pitch in his giant jean shorts that he was wearing on the plane.
Because I did not know that.
Did he know? So you were wearing his pants.
I went in there and Fat Joe had a locker and he wasn't there yet. And I said, I think I was talking to Case about it.
Yeah, I remember this.
I put his jersey and I put his shorts on. And I was standing on the sideline with Cakes watching, like, Kevin Garnett take BP. And then Fat Joe shows up. I guess he was going to pitch. So he goes out into the locker room, no uniform. He goes out on the mound. He's wearing one of those gigantic, like, FUBU T-shirts and jean shorts down to his ankles. And just then he pitched 9 innings of softball and got raked by Allen Iverson. It was amazing.
There were some sillies there, right? Allen Iverson,
huge
Kevin
names.
Garnett.
Stackhouse. I mean, big names.
I think. Did you put his pants on? He actually put his pants on, right?
Yeah, I still have them. I can send you a picture if you want. They fit me well.
They had to have been ginormous.
By the way, Dukes is now up the offer. He'd be $1,500 to put the fungo bat in your fire pit.
Shoot, I would do it.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
$1,500?
No, I don't want to do that.
Final offer.
If you get closer to 5 to 10K, we could talk.
Well, hold on. You got in the next 22 minutes, while you're still on the air, you've got $2,000. You got to put it in the fire pit while the show's still going on.
$2,000, dude.
I can't.
That worthless bad he be?
Oh, my God.
It's worthless to me. It means something to me. This is a memory right here.
I'd be squirting lighter fluid on that thing right now.
By the way, if EB did it, and I'm Chad Dukes, I don't pay. It's an empty promise.
Yeah, plus, Dukes wouldn't even pay me. I actually believe that he would pay. Unlike Lurch, I believe he would pay.
I'll give you one, and I'll give Cakes and Lurch $500 if they can convince you to do it.
By the way, wait till Cal finds out that you threw in the fire.
There's no way.
I love you, boys.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Chad. Love you, too.
If you get it up to 5 to 10K, we might talk.
EB could just buy a wiffle ball bat and then send it to Cal to have him sign.
I mean, I actually have Cal signed SIs and all that other stuff, too. But this is the story of stealing the bat. That's what I love.
Chad will pay you in Terry McLaurin rookie cards.
Right.
It's an awful lot of those.
All right, coming up next, I'm going to give you a chance to win a Paisano's gift card valued at $25 if you want to play the game.
800-636-1067.
Yeah, it's Pandemic Bargain Hunters.
Bargain Hunter, that's right.
So you'll challenge a junkie. If you can beat, we will hook you with the prize. But I do want to let people know, you can always donate your car to the Purple Heart Foundation. Do it today. Donating is easy, hassle-free, and your donation tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll get to the morning matchup here momentarily if you want to participate. 800-636-1067. But I want to let everybody know, there's never been a better time to clean out your garage than now. Get rid of that old car or motorcycle. They'll even take the ATV or jet ski you haven't used in years, because when you donate to the Purple Heart Foundation, you're helping a veteran in need. It's free, tax deductible, and their drivers are adhering to strict risk avoidance pickups. You won't even have to go outside. Schedule your pickup today at 888-414-4483 or visit purpleheartcars.org. That's 888-414-4483 or visit purpleheartcars.org.
Purple.
I'm sure you could even donate a Peyton Manning helmet.
You could. Or you could donate a new car or a relatively new car. I have a bunch of those in my driveway that never get driven. So what are you going to do?
100 people have offered stuff for this.
What's the best offer so far?
I'd say the $100 plus the Tito's handle.
That's pretty good, right?
That's really
something
good.
That you literally don't care about. It means nothing to you. You disrespect it. You don't like the fact that it's faded.
I barely knew it was there in my office.
Hey, why don't you go put that Cal Ripken bat in the fire pit so I can get a free $500 from Chad Dukes?
That'd be nice.
Can you do that?
We got to get up higher. I mean, I would consider it, but it'd have to be up higher. It's just not going to do it for me.
Jason,
it means something to me.
We should be full court pressing him. It'd be $500 in each of our pockets.
Well, the problem is he's not going to do it because he knows it'll get back to Cal. Like John Maroon will tell Cal, right. And Cal will never come
Cal
on the show.
I don't care. I'll be honest with you. I love Cal.
You don't care about that?
I don't think he would care.
Oh, he wouldn't care.
I don't care about that at all. It just would have to hit a certain threshold. $1,000 ain't going to do it.
Your memories can be bought for a certain price.
He offered more than $1,000. He offered $2,000, didn't he?
$2,000 again. It means something. Just tugging on the heartstrings. But if we get up there, I could be bought.
$2,000,
like anything else.
Lot of money.
It's like anything else. I could be bought.
See, you're starting to negotiate. That's what you're doing. You're negotiating.
I'm being honest with you. If somebody's dumb enough to watch me burn it. $1,000 or $2,000 ain't going to get it done.
Someone's texting in. Sebastian Telfair died due to coronavirus. Is that true or not?
No, his brother died and his mother.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, if Sebastian died, then he died in the last
five minutes.
Hour. Yeah. Yeah, no, his brother died and his mother died, and it's terrible, but he did not die.
He was an NBA flameout.
But he played 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so he played a long time.
He never lived up to the hype, and, you know, he's been in trouble with the law and everything, but he got 10 years in.
All right, let's play this game I came up with yesterday because I was seeing this story about how hotels are trying to lure people to pour money into their coffers because they have none coming in, and they're offering, like, for every $100, they give you $200 worth of credit. And I just decided to come up with this game, Pandemic Bargain Hunters. Some of them are trips and some of them are products, steals that you can get during the coronavirus.
Okay, good.
So we'll have listeners challenge a junkie, and whoever gets closest to the actual price will win.
Win a silly Paisano's gift card. You know what? Paisano sounds good for dinner tonight. I might be calling in a favor.
Calling in a favor.
Yes.
Before we go to the game, there's apparently been a guy who's been on hold for almost 3 hours to talk about draft room changes. Should we give him a minute?
Yeah, well, give him a minute. Give 30 seconds. Right. Who is it? Is he still
Matt
there?
Rockville.
Matt in Rickville.
Yes.
Hey, Matt, sorry, buddy.
What have you been doing the last 3 hours?
Matt in Rockville.
Don't you have a life?
For a little bit. I fell asleep for a little bit. My daughter woke me up, and she was like, "Daddy, somebody's talking to you on the phone." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And, so.
All right, so cut to the chase. But, you got nothing. Cut to the chase.
I got a couple things.
Can't say that.
Was he hammered?
I don't know. He waited two plus hours for that?
Geriatric.
Matt, do you understand you can't describe a sexual position?
Please don't do that.
No.
No,
in
we
the
were
car.
Talking. Go ahead.
That was my grandparents.
This All is right. a tragic mistake
I'm
we made.
Translate it for me. Can you I can't translate.
Untranslatable.
All right. That was your idea, JP. Just nuked your game over that idea.
I felt bad for the guys on hold for 3 hours.
Valdez, do you understand what he was getting at?
Yeah, he was trying to make a funny joke about his parents being the ones that were having sex. But it was unfunny.
It was very unfunny.
Right,
it was
his terrible. Parents being the one. What was that in reference to?
It was, I think it had something to do with the inmates in El Salvador.
The inmates in El Salvador. But so he that said was something about geriatrics.
Because he was going to talk about the NFL draft.
Oh, my
All right,
God.
Let's punch up our first contestant, EB, because we don't have much time.
We'll the never call get of the that day. 90
I hope
seconds
he never
back.
Calls ever again.
The calls
never.
Are dead because he hit the dump so much.
Listen forever, but never call.
All right, yeah. Then another example just for you guys.
All right. Go ahead.
How much do you think you can get a room at the Carousel in Ocean City?
$20
in late June.
I worked there for three summers.
For a week.
For a week.
They pay you $500.
No, this is all from Orbitz.
All right.
Carousel is one of the nicer spots in Ocean City.
No, it's not. It's old. It's butthurt.
So for a week in June.
It was nice in the 80s.
It was nice in 1982.
Okay, yeah. A week in June.
All right, I will say a week.
A week.
Six nights, 7 days, six. All right,
seven
I got,
nights.
Whatever. I'll say $280.
I mean, come on,
$500.
It's not worth more than that.
You guys
believe
are absurd.
Me.
Absurd.
What?
Why? It's in the middle of a friggin' pandemic. Who wants to be there? I'm gonna say $1,000.
It's right around $1,163.
That doesn't sound like that much of a bargain.
It's not.
I think it is a bargain.
That place is a dump.
I don't know,
no, dude. It's beachfront.
I mean, it's now a bargain it's, for the Matt Valdez's of the world.
It looks like Valdez's parents' basement, but
do you know
why are you Jonas?
Do you know that truth?
Because you love Ocean City. Yeah.
I'm not the white trash one with a hot tub.
Hey, true story about the carousel.
Hey, that's a
true
nice,
story.
Believe me, not many white trash.
Let
have
Jason
that
tell
tub.
A story. We got like
true
30
story.
Seconds left.
So,
by the way, we'll do caller 10 800-636-1067 for the Paisano's gift card.
When I was a bellhop there, and let's call it 1990 or 91, right? Woman pulls up. I take all her stuff up there. And I was expecting like a $10, $20 tip. She tipped me a TV and a VCR.
Oh, really? Did anybody
they
ever.
Were nubs, I guarantee it.
Did anybody ever tip you buns?
Buns?
Yeah.
No.
You watch too much
Unless you know them. Something I don't.
They never offered.
Jason does love butt.
He does watch. far too many scenarios.
Yeah, way too many.
I don't remember that day.
I think that really happened.
That's funny.
All right, Paisanos. We love Paisanos. Not just pizza, something for everyone.
Yes, Paisanos. 10th
caller, 800-636-1067. We got to get out of here for Bish, Cakes, EB. We will see you tomorrow. I'm JP. Grandanny, they're up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.